If you enjoy this podcast, then subscribe to catch all future episodes.
Right, again, last day of the Premier League season in the company of Charlie McCann and John Richardson. And fellas, it's been a newsworthy week, not least because Harry Kane wants to leave Spurs. Charlie McCann, are we surprised?
Oh no, certainly not surprised. The timing, I wonder, is it because Harry wanted to give? If he hadn't, of course, then he couldn't do that lap of honour on his own. Lap of honour in inverted commas. And so whether that was the timing, I believe his brother is his agent. I think he is the correct decision. Daniel Levy, you know, it'll be a hard bargain. It'll probably be around. It's interesting, of course, his interview with Gary Neville, he almost mentions a figure as well, doesn't he? I think 100 million quid. How many teams can afford that? Probably two. Will he go to Manchester City or Manchester United? It would appear that Manchester City, I think, are now favourites. But I think it's the right decision. Tottenham have got to rebuild, but they are a very, very ordinary football club at the moment.
They're going to be in transition, aren't they, if Harry goes?
Well, they will be, and you can't blame him. He's been very loyal to Tottenham over the years. He's getting more and more frustrated. He's obviously got people in his ear saying, look, you know, you can go here, you can go there. You've done enough for Tottenham. You know, go and win something. And I said to you boys last week, I think Manchester City have been in the in his ear for some time. I think that's where he's going to end up. He's got a better chance of winning things there. Pep Guardiola, I think, has dropped out of the Haaland chase, which shows you that he's got other targets. I mean, he's got to bring in a striker. So who better than Harry Kane? Somebody who's, you know, proven, tried and tested, will guarantee Manchester City, I would think, 25 goals next season. That's not a bad start.
We're going to pick our team of the year is what we're going to do primarily this morning. Just on, Rico, Big Sam's left. Chris Wilder being mentioned for the job. Michael Appleton too. Roy Hodgson's left Crystal Palace. Can you give us any news on anybody who will fill those vacancies?
Yeah, well, first of all, we've mentioned this weeks ago about Crystal Palace and Roy Hodgson, and fair dues to Crystal Palace, they've done it the right way. Roy, I think, was always going to leave in the summer, whatever, even if he didn't want to go, he would have, you know, forced out, which thankfully hasn't happened. He's gone out in a blaze of glory. Fantastic reception for him at Selhurst Park, wasn't it? Well deserved. A lovely man who's been a credit to football. Achieved a lot in five or six different countries. And a fantastic manager, the godfather of management, if you like, and good luck to him. And well done, Crystal Palace, for the way they've done it. On their job, I mean, as I said, there's been talk of Frank Lampard. Now, I don't know whether Frank fancies that. So they might have to look elsewhere. There's obviously Sean Dyche has got a mention, and I think Sean would fancy that if Palace did make the approach. West Brom, Sam Allardyce, I mean, you know him better than me, Rob. You know, it was 50-50 as far as I was concerned, but he decided to go. And, I mean, the right replacement there is Chris Wilder. You know, he knows how to get a team out of the Championship. He knows how to, well, keep them in the Premier League for one season. So I think Chris Wilder would be the choice there.
Charlie, let's just tip our hat. I'll have a little look at the fixtures this weekend in terms of who's going to finish where. European Conference League, Europa League, and and Champions League. Who's going to finish in that top four?
Well, the four teams who are in there now, I think we've said all along, I've certainly said all along that I never fancied Leicester with their run in. I think we should also tip our hat to Leicester winning the FA Cup.
Absolutely.
Since last week, I almost dismissed them. I thought Chelsea did to them midweek what I felt that they would do to them at Wembley. Whether he picked the right team for me, Thomas Tuchel is open to debate, but congratulations. And as you say, Leicester City have broke, when you think with the title team in 2016, and now this, good luck to them and good luck to Brendan Rodgers. Some things are written though when you see the, you know, I thought it was handball. I've got to be honest, I don't really know the rules. I thought it massively affected the play. when you see Chilwell, who the irony, of course, if he'd have scored, and then Wes Morgan, it would have been an own goal, chalked off for 3 inches, and Schmeichel's saves, it was written to be, but good luck to them, and congratulations, Leicester City. Chelsea and Liverpool will finish third and fourth in the Premier League.
I mean, okay. The emotional scenes at the final whistle, they were fantastic, weren't they? Some of the best scenes we've seen this season, you know, with the tragedy that's hit Leicester a few years ago. You know, the son was there and, you know, you could see what a popular figure he was.
Yeah.
Kasper Schmeichel waved him onto the pitch, joined in the celebrations. It was a great day for football.
I've got to say, just to throw in completely randomly, arguably one of my favourite games of the season so far has been Barnsley-Swansea first leg in the playoffs. I don't know if you saw it. That was proper football, by the way. Don't give me all this tippy-tappy stuff. That was brilliant.
I saw the goal. I saw Andre Ayew's goal.
Great goal.
And I did see bits of it, yeah. I think if the first to say they got stuck in. But it's an enormous game. And are the second legs of that this evening?
Yes, yes.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, and two managers, actually, Cooper and Valerie Ishmael, mentioned it in terms of Crystal Palace. Anyway, we're going for our teams of the season. Charlie, start with you. We'll start with goalkeeper. I've got me a very expensive and high-tech...
You have to get the old bin.
Notepad and blankety blank pen with me to just record. I've written down my own team, but it's down to you two, really. So, okay, Rico, because the camera's on you now, kick us off with your goalkeeper.
I'm going for Martinelli of Aston Villa.
I think Martinez, even.
Hey, Martinelli plays for Arsenal.
Martinez, even.
God, he must be good in training.
Well, I'll tell you what, you should put him in goal the way he's been playing. Emiliano Martinez of Aston Villa. I think he's had a very consistent season. I know we go on about Jack Grealish, but I think he's been, you know, instrumental in Villa having a very improved season. And I just think he's been a fantastic shot stopper. Hasn't copped up, I don't think, in any games, whereas a lot of the other keepers have. I mean, there's been good keepers. Obviously, Edison at Manchester City has done well. Pickford at times has made some fantastic saves, but been a bit inconsistent. Alisson hasn't had the best of seasons until last week. I think he scored with a little header, didn't he, last week? So, yeah, Emiliano Martinez.
Charlie, what about you?
I got it down to a match. I hope it's not just affecting me what happened last weekend, but I had it down to, because it was, I think, a very, very poor season for goalkeepers. Really, really poor for goalkeepers. When you think Hugo Lloris, I was going through the World Cup and Hugo Lloris still is captain of France, World Cup winners, and he's had an appalling season. I think what happened at the Hawthorns was absolutely wonderful. He hasn't had a great season, but he is probably the best goalkeeper in the Premier League. And that goal could probably cost Liverpool Football Club, well, north of £40 million. And for that reason alone, I had it down to Schmeichel and Alisson, and I've just gone for Alisson.
Yeah, I can't argue with any of those. I've gone for Kasper Schmeichel myself.
Yeah.
And you know, I think you're right. I don't think it's been a great season for goalkeepers. Schmeichel's he's never injured. He made that wonderful save in the cup final. I know we can't talk in Premier League, but overall, the only one I would throw in just as I mentioned is Sam Johnstone of West Brom.
Yeah, now, yeah.
Keepers down the bottom of the league always get, because they're having to make more saves. Heavily linked with West Ham. Okay, we've got
4-1 to make Southgate's England squad on Tuesday.
Really? Okay, that's interesting. Martinez and Alisson. Okay, Charlie, with you right back. Depending how you're going to line up, by the way.
I'm going for 4-2-3-1 because
I've done the same.
It helps me, but Trent Alexander-Arnold is the best right back in the country, but. Aaron Wan-Bissaka has been the most consistent, and he undoubtedly has been the best right back so far this this Premier League season, and how he's, you know, a massive price to be in Southgate's England squad. You know, if he doesn't get there in front of Kieran Trippier, okay, they may just play Mount Wan-Bissaka and Trent Alexander-Arnold, but and undoubtedly an improved player. I know his crossing may not be good, but there's nothing wrong with a right back who defends. His interceptions, his tackling, etc. He's going to get better and better. Adam Wan-Bissaka, right back.
Rico.
Yeah, he was in the running for me as well as a defender. Probably the best defensive right back, because most of them are attacking right backs these days, aren't they? I've gone for, and I better get this right now, Vladimir Seufal of West Ham. I think he's had a tremendous season. West Ham have had a good season. He's been, again, instrumental in that. A bargain buy, 5.4 million from Slavia Prague. He's done the business. He can defend, he can attack. He scored a few goals, good cross of the ball. So I've gone for him.
Myself, I can't argue with those. I'm chucking in Luke Ayling, only because I'm trying to squeeze a Leeds player in, because they've had such a remarkable season, and he sort of epitomises what they've done. But I'm with Charlie, and I think Trent, as actually, I don't know whether when he was left out of squads or whatever, to me, he's playing left wing, midfield. He's taken fullback play to a different level, even though people would go Liverpool and he possibly haven't had the best season. But yeah, okay, we'll stay with yours. Wan-Bissaka and Seufal of West Ham. Charlie, left back.
Luke Shaw, unequivocally, his renaissance and improvement is being quite dramatic. I've been trying to get Stuart Dallas into this team. I've been
great,
outstanding.
Yeah,
I've been willing to get a Leeds United because, A, they love the style of play. Interesting as well that when I went to Leeds' website and their player of the year was Stuart Dallas. But I can't get him in. It's Luke Shaw for me. I was actually trying to get Dallas into sort of midfield with but then I'm sorry to say I've not put a Leeds player in. Luke Shaw.
Rico?
Yeah, I agree with Charlie there. I've gone for Luke Shaw, but I've seen Leeds quite a few times this season. I've seen the last two games, and fantastic to watch. And Stuart Dallas is an excellent player. He's actually playing right midfield at the moment.
Yeah, of course he is, yeah.
Doing very well.
It's a great shout. He's been absolutely, he's the marathon man, isn't he, Stuart Dallas? Absolutely, absolutely incredible. I'm going to throw a kind of left field one in for left back. I'm going to go with Andy Robertson. Because
Andy Robertson,
he's the best left back in the league. He's not.
Yeah, he is, but he's had a nightmare season.
I don't think he has had a nightmare season. I think in a nightmare Liverpool team, I think he's been standout, and I think he's Scotland exploits as well. If you said, okay, here's the question: not this season. Pick your left back, Andy Robertson or Luke Shaw. Who would you go for, Rico?
Andy Robertson, but he hasn't had the best of seasons.
Charlie.
It's now getting to the stage which Andy Robertson's been a bit of a fantasy football player. I mean, he got two assists against Burnley midweek. But again, sorry, he's just, it's all levels, isn't it? And Shortley has been absolutely consistent.
Okay, centre half, Charlie, give us two centre halves, actually. Otherwise, we will be here till next year. Give us two centre halves.
Ruben Dias and Fofana of Leicester City.
I couldn't disagree. I thought when they were talking about this, that and the other in the cup final as well, and then Fofana even, who outpaced Timo Werner on Wednesday night. I think he is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's going to be, absolutely. And again, when he was transferred in this, you could tell that Rodgers and people at Leicester City had done an awful lot, and they were not going to take no for an answer in getting this signature and getting that over the line. And I like the fact that, you know, your Manchester United, your Liverpools, they weren't in the hunt for this lad. I bet they would be now.
Rico?
I agree. I think he could become the country's first £100 million defender. He's that good. I mean, hey, Leicester didn't pay peanuts for him. They paid £32 million for him.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
you know, yeah, I adhere to what Charlie says, but I've gone for the football of the year, Ruben Dias.
Yeah.
And I've gone for Harry Maguire. I think Maguire for me has solidified Man United. And I know Charlie's a big fan.
Massive.
And, you know, I think, well, I wouldn't argue with Fofana, but I've just gone for Maguire ahead of him.
Okay. I'm going to chuck in Tarkowski of Burnley. Because you look down the leagues and they're almost old fashioned centre halves, Tarkowski and Ben Mee. And they're just solid, aren't they? But yeah, can't argue for Fofana, Harry Maguire, Ruben Dias. Okay, Echo, how are we lining up? What did you four? What's your?
I'm the same as Charlie in 4-2-3-1.
Okay, go on, give us your two in midfield.
I've gone for Declan Rice and Mason Mount. I think Rice has improved out of all proportion. I think he's also matured as a person. I think he can be a leader of men, and that's the same for Mount as well. I think Mount has been Chelsea's most consistent player. I had him in the running for, you know, Football of the Year. Certainly had him in the first six. I think both of them, you know, have done diligent work. I think, go for those two, Rice and Mount.
Charlie?
Rice and Gundogan, for me. I know it sounds awful not to get Kevin De Bruyne in the side, and I have not got Kevin De Bruyne in my side, so I'm not preempting what John has, but it's almost betting without Kevin De Bruyne because he is on a different plane. But I'm a great Declan Rice. Again, I love the fact that until he got that sort of injury and he's come back well, that he hadn't missed a minute. He's becoming, I think, fundamental. I hope that he will be fundamental in England's side as well, especially with doubts surrounding the fitness of Jordan Henderson. But Declan Rice and Gundogan for me has been an absolute... He's been the one at Manchester City, as well as Diaz, who was an unknown. But Gundogan we knew about. But if you look at his stats this season, it's just been absolutely sensational. And I wouldn't have had him in my first team at Manchester City at the start of the season. I probably wouldn't have had him in my first team towards the end of October, November. Now, I think it's fair to say we know he will play in the Champions League final in Portugal. And, you know, the goals and assists, etc. And, of course, unfortunately, he's going to play an integral part, of course, in Germany's European Euro 2021 bid as well. But Gundogan and Declan Rice for me.
I've gone 4-3-3 I've got N'Golo Kanté because he does eight people's jobs. I've got to have him. Mainly to shoehorn a couple of others, but he'd be my first name down anyway. But Declan Rice for both of you, Mason Mount, and then Gundogan as well. Yeah, can't argue. I'm losing track of the formations, Rico. Go on. Who else you got in midfield?
Those are two, you know, deeper players. Then I've got three across. Phil Foden. I've got Kevin De Bruyne, but I see what Charlie says. I think Gundogan has kept Manchester City going at the lowest point. You know, I think he was their most consistent player. So I wouldn't have argued with what Charlie said. But I've gone for Foden, De Bruyne. And I've got to have Jack Grealish. I know we've forgotten Jack over the last few months, but I'm not going to forget the first 6 months of the season. He was electric. And I thought he was the best player in the country for a few months. So I've gone Foden, De Bruyne, Grealish.
Oof, tasty midfield. Oh, hang on. Things gone. Wait a minute. I'm back. Charlie, what about you?
Foden, Mount and Grealish.
Yeah. Foden sort of nominally on the left, yeah?
No, Foden on the right, cutting in from the right. Okay. Onto his left foot. Mount and similarly with Jack. Jack in his normal position on the left.
Okay, let me just mark these down. All right. And Harry Kane up front.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you gone for Rob?
I've pretty much done it. I've gone for my midfield is N'Golo Kanté, Kevin De Bruyne, and Phil Foden. And Charlie's going to go mad here. My three up front. I've got a three up front. I have to have Jack Grealish. I'm with you. Harry Kane, obviously. Mason Mount. Because he's been absolutely outstanding. But I'm trying to win. So, and I don't think he's had the best season. But he's got 22 goals. I've got to put Mo Salah in.
Yeah, it's obvious that you're going to put Mo Salah in. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, no. I don't think he's had a great. I don't think he's had a great season. I don't think Andy Robbins had that. I don't think Trent probably. And it's hard, isn't it? I mean, it's so difficult. What about honourable nominations, substitutes? We've got. We all agree Stuart Dallas has got a nod on the bench. Yeah. And so versatile as well. Who else, Charlie? Anybody else?
Zachary Saka, without. He on that plane. He better be on that plane on Tuesday or whatever the plane's going. He's a fabulous footballer. Versatile, could play. Well, he could play left back for England. He could play right side of, you know, just in case. And he certainly will be an England regular at some stage. It's just that we have such a depth. I've looked at the squads, guys, for this for these Euros. And the ones I've seen so far, you're not telling me Moussa Sissoko would get in England's squad? Have you seen Belgium's three centre-halves, or three of the centre-halves? Vermaelen, Alderweireld and Vertonghen.
We're going to talk Euros in a separate show, which we're going to bring to you. Rico, any subs as well? Anyone else deserves a mention?
Yeah, well, funny enough, I'd Mo Salah just missing out, so I agree there. Jack Harrison, huge Jack Harrison fan, as I say. I've been lucky enough to see a lot of Leeds, and he's unlucky that there's so many good, you know, left-sided players at the moment, but he's done a tremendous job, and people forget he's a Manchester City player. You know, he's on loan at Leeds, and I think Leeds will obviously try and buy him in the summer. Another Leeds player, Rafinha, he's been a fantastic buy, £18 million. Son, Spurs, had a great start to the season, faded a little bit. Tielemans, obviously did well at Wembley. And also I've got to mention my nomination for Football of the Year, John Stones. And then I'll move on.
We'll gloss over that.
The only name, and I thought thought it would happen, nobody's mentioned Bruno Fernandes.
No.
Who?
We haven't mentioned Reece James. We haven't mentioned Ward-Prowse at Southampton. Absolutely inspirational. Justin at Leicester City until he got injured. Tariq Lamptey at Brighton. I would give them.
Yes.
I mean, look, Bruno's season to me was symbolised. The game against his last two games. The goal against Liverpool was given to him. Why? It was going wide. And then he got an assist for Cavani's wonderful goal.
Yeah.
He never touched it. If he hadn't have touched it, that means it was offside. But there's this aura about him at the moment. He's almost an untouchable. But we'll see. We'll see. Of course, he's had a good season. Stats, goals and assists, of course. He just, you know, and other shows, I'm sure other people would have Bruno Fernandes and 10 others. Not for me.
A couple of others I think we should mention. You mentioned Sir Ward-Prowse, great. I think Ben Godfrey, Charlie, I'm going to throw in from Everton's had an outstanding sort of breakout season. Callum Wilson, Rico, I think, depart from injuries, 12 goals you've got to give a shout to. Patrick Bamford.
Or against Everton.
San Maximum, great to watch.
Yeah. So I'm going to attempt to go through it for the two. Rico's team. Martinez in goal from Aston Villa. He's got Kufal from West Ham, Harry Maguire, Ruben Diaz and Luke Shaw as the back four. He's got Declan Rice and Mason Mount in midfield, Kevin De Bruyne, Grealish and Foden as a three, with both Charlie and Rico gone for Harry Kane up front. Charlie's team, Alisson in goal, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, Wesley Fofana, Ruben Diaz, Luke Shaw, the back four. He's gone for Declan Rice and Gundogan as a two in midfield. He's gone for Foden, Mount and Grealish, it was, Charlie, wasn't it? And Harry Kane up front. We can't argue with that. Fellas, thanks a lot.
Cheers, guys.
Next season, depending on what.
We're not going to have the worst team of the year.
We'll do that off record when we come back in a couple of minutes.